BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Welcome to Friday, people.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hey, it's good to be back. Welcome to Friday. So this is the extra podcast that we do. The Scott Mills Show is on Monday to Thursday, but on Friday, so you're not shortchanged out of your podcast, we want to give you this Friday extra podcast. It gives you the opportunity to ask any questions about the show, questions about me, Scott, the other Radio 1 DJs. It gives you a little peek behind the scenes of life here at BBC Radio 1. So on today's podcast, we're going to be catching up with Layla, the intern, again. She has had an unbelievable 2 weeks since starting at Radio 1, and this week was no different. She got to perform in front of Bastille and Marshmello. We did this on the show when I was away earlier this week, so I'm sort of intrigued to find out a little bit more about how that went. Now that we're in Live Lounge month, we've also got an update on the Live Lounge mouse. Now, this is the talk of the 8th floor here at Radio 1. Somewhere here, there is a mouse. We don't know how it managed to get up here, but it's here and it's causing all sorts of problems. Also, we've screwed up a bit this week. On Wednesday's Scott Mills podcast, there was a bit that you guys could hear and loads of you got in touch to say you could hear it, of us just talking absolute nonsense. It was stuff that was never meant to be on the podcast. It was accidentally left in. So dangerous. We could have been slagging anyone off. But I want to explore what happened there. How did that end up making it onto the podcast? And did we actually say anything wrong? And of course, as always, we're going to answer as many of your questions as possible. I know this is the most important bit of the podcast. We're going to be as honest as we can. Feel free to ask us anything. We're going to answer the questions that you guys have sent in to us on email, Twitter, Instagram. But first, we're going to catch up with Scott Mills. Oh, but before we speak to him, I just want to play you one of my highlights from this week. The return of Superfan Steve. And this week, he got to chat to Charlie XCX.
What I'm going to do is I'll ask you to both say your names as soon as you know the answer, okay? So Steve, you pardon?
Steve.
That's it. So you would say Steve. And Charlie, you would say?
Charlie.
Excellent. All right? Are we clear?
Yes.
Steve?
Yeah.
Fine, yeah?
Yeah, now.
Okay, no, I'm going to ask the questions, and then you, if you know the answer, say your name. Try
Steve.
That again. Pardon?
Steve.
That's it. Right, here we go. Superstar versus superfan.
I'm really competitive. I want to win.
Why is Charlie XCX called Charlie XCX?
Charlie!
Steve.
Oh.
Because it was my MSN screen name.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Where is Charlie XCX's father from?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve, Scotland.
Yeah, he's right.
It's correct.
Correct.
In May 2012, Charlie released her first mixtape. What was it called?
Steve.
Charlie.
Oh, Steve got in there first. Go.
Heartbreaks and Earthquakes.
Correct. Okay. Charlie once supported Coldplay on tour. Name all the members of Coldplay.
Come on. Charlie.
Go.
Chris. Andy. Will. Tom. That was a guess.
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Steve.
Yes.
Chris. Will. Guy.
Guy.
Johnny.
Correct.
Ah!
Did you say someone that wasn't in there, Tom?
Yeah, I panicked. Yeah, I panicked.
What is Charlie's favourite chocolate bar?
Steve.
Go.
Dark chocolate. What are they? Bourneville's.
Oh, yeah, it is Bourneville. He's right.
Okay.
I forgot.
Wow. What was her worst subject at school?
Charlie, maths? Dave. Maths?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you're really freaking me out. How do you know all this stuff? You're in my brain.
Whoa. News beat.
News beat.
So, Superfan Steve was back this week. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Anne-Marie one just because of her reaction, but I think Superfan Steve was even weirder this week, which I really liked, including when he actually corrected one of Charlie XCX's answers. It's like, well, don't correct her because this question's about her.
I really love how people love Superfan Steve because I worried it would be one of those things that we do that people don't really get, as in you're listening to it and you just think, oh, they've just got on an annoying listener rather than just a character.
No, you see, I believed in this since the beginning. Do you not remember when we did the Anne-Marie one? You were like, I'm not sure this is any good. And I'm like, believe me, it's going to fly. People are going to love it. No, you weren't sure at all, were
no,
you?
I wasn't sure at all. But people, honestly, people seem to love it because I get so many messages about it. And it is now venturing into a stage where I ring people and they answer the phone by going, Steve.
Steve, yeah. I mean, I knew that would happen. And what's going to happen more and more is if people see you, they're going to be shouting Steve at you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to our next gig together. That's going to be a thing. And actually, what we should do is try and get on the poster for the next gig. It could be Scott Mills and Steve.
You know what will happen? Students will be holding up their phone and it'll be scrolling, Steve.
Yeah. But how good is that if we can make a whole crowd happy by doing what we do normally, but then also a live PA from Superfan Steve? And all he does is come out and go, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I think halfway through, this is a great idea, by the way. I like that when we have an on-air production meeting, on podcast production meeting, you could come out dressed as what you think Superfan Steve would wear, and that could be like a whole bit of the show.
Yeah. Well, that's something we haven't discussed yet, because I think we need to, because obviously there's videos that are made for this as well. I think we need to dress him up a little bit. So I think a little bit Avid Marianne in style, he needs to be wearing a shirt with the relevant pop star's face on.
Absolutely, yeah. He needs to look like a proper fan. If you've got any ideas, by the way, of what you think, you know, Steve would look like, I agree. It should be a bit Bo Selector-ish, if you remember that. But let us know. Just drop us an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, I think what would be quite cool is if people draw it up. So if we can get a few drawings of it, and then we can just settle on one, and we can get a team of people here to make it happen. That could be
really, really cool,
couldn't it? So where are you at the moment? You sound like you're in a cafe.
I am in a cafe, and not just any cafe, though, Chris. I'm in the Discovery Cafe. Do you know what that is?
The Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
What, off of doing it, like on the
Now, what you don't realise is that... when was the last time you watched Discovery Channel?
I don't remember. I didn't know it was still on. Because, really, for all my nature, I go to the BBC in Attenborough.
That's right. But, not that I'm wanting to promote it, but that's where I am right now, because they have a whole load of channels. There's so many. And they've got this huge building in West London, which I've never been to before, and it's amazing.
But what's your involvement? Are you dealing with animals now? Because normally you're the voice of, and you're going through a real phase of this at the moment, Katie Price's Pony Club, is some other kind of trash on TLC.
Don't be rude. They're great shows. They're shows where you can just switch your brain off and enjoy. Yeah. Today, Chris, I'd like to say that I was doing something highbrow, maybe a science one. There are hundreds of channels, by the way, I didn't even know. Today, it's more Katie Price, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
So I've come to this huge, impressive building, and basically, it's for TLC.
Mm. I'd love to hear you do a nature doc, though. But in full Scott Mills style, it would be amazing. Yeah. Again, I feel like we say this every week, and it feels like this point of the week comes around so quickly. I've had such a fun week this week. It feels like we've done a lot.
Yeah, we get through stuff, you know. Like, if you had a list of all the stuff that we've talked about and done, all the bits of the week, it would be impressive, which is why we have a daily podcast and some people don't.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, nice shade. I need to bring something to your attention. It's something we were messaging each other about, which was that on Wednesday's Scott Mills podcast, at the end of it, a load of stuff has been left in from where we record links about the podcast.
I mean,
that's really dangerous.
It's really dangerous, and this could have gone so wrong. Thankfully, it was. I mean, for a lot of people, they were tweeting, going, "Oh, I enjoyed the last 30 seconds of the podcast because it wasn't supposed to be there. It's it was basically outtakes of when we say hi, welcome to the podcast, but someone had left the outtakes in. Now, that could have been a lot worse, depending on what I would have said. But all you hear is me going, "Can we lose the output, please, guys?"
Yeah,
and it makes me sound like a right diva, which I'm not.
I know, but diva's better than what we normally are talking about, because we could have been slagging anyone off.
Oh my god, when I heard it, and I was like, this could have been awful. Let's not let that happen again, please.
Yeah. I think this is, well, I don't know who is really in charge of making that happen or not happen, but we all need to be a bit careful. Tight ship here, guys. Tight ship.
Are you going to play it? Are you going to play the bit?
Yeah, we can play the bit right now. Here's what happened. Here's some of the stuff that was left in at the end of Wednesday's podcast that some of you noticed.
We can lose the output, please, guys. Yeah. Okay, cool.
today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is a winner, Chris Stark.
Yeah, totally agree.
Today's Scott Mills Daily is a winner, Chris Stark.
Yep, agreed.
More of your local stories that would never make it as national news, but in your area, huge. Also, why Christmas parties are my absolute worst time of year. It's quite stressful for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Please try and relate. Also, Charlie XCX is the next pop star to meet superfan Steve, who knows everything about her because it's actually Chris with the answers in front of him next door. But we don't tell Charlie that, obviously.
Yeah, it's not good, is it, Scott? It's not the worst. It's not as bad as it could be. That's what we're saying.
No, it's just a bit of a concern, but it won't happen again.
Cool. That sounded pretty sinister. That person won't be making that mistake again. Anyway, it doesn't sound like you're at Strictly then. It sounds like you're doing something else. So you're doing your voiceover. Yeah. Plans for the weekend?
I'm about to be called. Plans for the weekend. I'm actually at Strictly tomorrow for the show.
Fine.
So yeah.
Fine. Cool. All right then. Nice. Well, good to speak to you again. I'll see you on Monday.
Another good week. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All right then. And you. All right then. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
That reminds me, actually, I forgot to bring that up with Scott, that we still haven't been coat shopping and winter is coming, so we need to make that happen really, really soon. Okay, next up on the podcast, we're going to play another one of these emergency liners. Now, these are the things that get recorded should Radio 1 break down or technically go wrong. All of us have to record these, especially when we're out with Radio 1 somewhere else, so whether we're doing the show from a music festival or, you know, wherever it is. All the DJs have to do it, so I thought today we could hear a couple of Greg's. In a weird kind of way, I feel sorry for these little clips that never get played out, and they're just begging to be heard. So last week, we did our show from the London Eye. Greg had to do his show from the London Eye in the morning as well, and he was told to record some of the emergency lines, should it go wrong. And here's his first one. I've not heard these before, by the way, so I'm intrigued as well.
Uh-oh, something's gone wrong. You might think that doing a radio show in the back of a cab is easy, but then as you think about it, there's a reason why radio shows don't come from the back of cabs. It's actually really hard to broadcast on the move. And there's a reason why a radio station is in a building. But anyway, the reason you're hearing this is because this is a pre-recorded emergency bit of speech. We'll try and get the line between you and real me in the taxi working again. But in the meantime, here's pre-recorded me, the calm voice of reason, playing you some popular hits on Radio 1 Breakfast.
This is so nerdy. It's so nerdy. I love it. But the thing is with these, we never really know what to say because we're just told, right, just say something in case it all goes wrong. But really, it's such an unlikely situation. You don't really know how to be able to describe it and you don't really want to be serious with it. Hence why you end up with something like that from Greg. Here's another one of Greg's that he had to record by the looks of it for his Wimbledon show, should it have gone wrong. So by the looks of it, he was doing a show from Wimbledon when the tennis was on and he had to record one of these emergency links. I've not heard this before, can't wait.
Hello, you're listening to Radio 1, this is Greg James. I'm supposed to be live at Wimbledon, but there's been something that's gone wrong technically with the equipment. We will sort it out as soon as possible. In the meantime,
strawberries, anyone?
In the meantime, here's some more music on Radio 1.
Who's that? Is that Joe Lycett or someone? That's classic Greg. That's classic Greg. He will feel the need to try and make this funny, even though what it is a dull as link about some kind of technical problems on Radio 1. I think we should do a few more of these. Every DJ's got to do them and they do them all in their own different style. We'll bring a couple more of these to you next week. Next on this podcast, though, we're going to speak to Layla. Now, we spoke to Layla on last week's podcast. She's an intern here at BBC Radio 1. She's new to Radio 1 and she's had to do more in her 2 weeks than a lot of people do in years at Radio 1. So far, we've had her sniffed for a feature on air. I think that was on her first day. And then I was off earlier this week when she got to do something amazing as part of Live Lounge Month. On our show, she got to perform, I believe, in front of Dan from Bastille and Marshmallow. As I said, I wasn't there, heard it was amazing and want to hear more about it. Let's bring in Layla. Just gesture Layla through. Hello, Layla. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Welcome along to the podcast again.
Thank you.
Just put the headphones on.
Yep.
You're on.
I'm here. Amazing.
You were on the podcast last week. Did many people hear you on that podcast?
People heard me because I sent them the link to listen to me.
Nice.
Nobody stumbled upon me, though.
Yeah, you've got to advertise yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It works for us all
and
like that.
And byproduct you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're right. Okay, so I was off on Tuesday and I wasn't aware of these plans. So I left on Monday.
Right.
We talked about stuff we were going to do on Tuesday and I don't remember this being discussed. Then I was out on Tuesday. That evening I had a few drinks and I was on my phone and I came across these videos of you performing in front of Dan from Bastille and Marshmello. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, well, weirdly, you kind of saw this happening last week. You called this before it even happened because you said on your podcast last week that someone was going to make me bring the ukulele out and sing to Dan Bastille.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
So someone just robbed the idea. Then again,
literally,
it's not
someone
really robbing
it.
This is our show.
That's what happened. Yeah, that's very true. I didn't really know about it until Monday. And it was all very, I was just told to bring my ukulele. It was very vague, like bring a ukulele in and we'll do something with Dan from Bastille. And I, you know, it's quite common knowledge now that I really do like Dan from Bastille. So it was quite difficult.
So you've done this before. So you did this on Grimmie Show a few years ago.
Yeah.
What was it?
15.
You were on the phone?
Yeah, I was a caller and I basically really wanted to be on the radio, really wanted to speak to Bastille. So phoned up and I was like, I'll sing Flaws for you on the ukulele, please let me. And Grimmie was like, yeah, do it. And so I did it and it was very embarrassing. But it's almost even more embarrassing now because I'm 21.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like doing the whole thing again, but you're in the same studio.
But I'm actually next to him, yeah.
And Marshmello.
And Marshmello with his very big head, which was kind of haunting.
Well, it's a weird one. So I've been on, obviously, we've had Marshmello in before.
Yeah.
And I've been in the studio with him. And it's a really odd situation because he genuinely doesn't take the helmet off at all.
No.
So even like getting a security pass from downstairs,
he's got
he wears
Marshmello
the helmet.
Head on
so
it.
We have this amazing situation where he's got a pass, which you need to get around the BBC building.
Yeah.
But the picture on it is Marshmello and the Marshmello head, which is just... It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous.
But it seems security seem fine with that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk. That's
no, he was, strangely, he was very nice. For somebody who you can't see his face and doesn't talk, he was lovely. Like, he was getting across.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There's a nice aura there.
He was very warm, but I couldn't see his
right.
eyes.
That's such a good point.
I don't know how he's doing that.
It's such a good point, because I remember when we met Marshmello before, we came away going, oh, yeah, he's really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't talk.
How do we know? We have no idea, but yeah, no, lovely.
So what an amazing experience. And in case you missed this, I'm sure a load of you guys have heard this on an earlier podcast. Here's a little bit of Layla performing. What were you performing?
I did a few songs, but I did Pompeii, I did Happier, I did all the hits, you know.
All the hits.
I did all the hits.
Here's Layla performing all the hits for Dan from Bastille.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above.
Woo!
Emojis, please.
Completely seized up. I'm really sorry.
Marshmello, you first. Oh, two fires.
Definitely two fires.
Two fires.
Of course. Double fire.
What else have you got in your arsenal?
Obviously Happier.
Okay.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. That only for a minute. I want to change my mind, cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirit, so I want to see you smile.
Way! That's amazing.
Okay.
That's so good.
Have you heard your songs in this style since 2013?
There's nothing like hearing a song that you like, because particularly our first album, I think Marshmello's the same. We make a lot of our music like basically in our bedroom or on the road.
Yeah.
So there's nothing crazier than hearing somebody else do their own version of a song that you've done. It's such a great thing. And I'm gonna, for that reason, I'm gonna go with the Scream. Because it's like,
good scream,
that's amazing.
Scream.
Good Scream.
Marshmello.
It would be really harsh if after that talk up, I was in like, and that was terrible, get out.
Marshmello's got a happy face.
Yeah.
Happy smiley face.
Actually, that's way more appropriate. That's way more on song brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm an
idiot.
That's
so true.
That was teed up for us. Yeah, no, sorry.
Layla, should we do one more? Should we take it back to where it began?
We can take it back to 2013.
Yeah.
Throwback.
All of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one. Wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves under. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we've learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You. Oh, I'll stop.
Oh, that's so good.
I quite like that you're on this podcast a fair bit.
I could. I'm well up for being a. It could be a week in the life of an intern.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can make this a thing. Yeah. As long as you keep doing funny stuff.
Oh yeah, it'd be really boring if I just said I was in the office.
Yeah.
I've been editing clips
because you've done some good stuff so far, but I think we need to get you doing some really weird.
Yeah.
You know, the rest. Of the time.
I'm well down for that.
Nice one, Layla. Good to hear from you again.
Thanks.
I think being an intern on Radio 1 is such a cool job, such a cool opportunity. I would have loved it. I ended up doing a load of work experience at the BBC. It took so long to try and get work experience at the BBC, and I ended up doing a load of it at BBC Six Music. Radio 1 basically didn't want me. So I love getting to meet the interns here because I really want them to make the most of their opportunity, and by the sounds of it, they are. Okay, Live Lounge Month. It's in full swing right now. So this week we've had Halsey, Bastille, Hozier. We've had some Goliaths of the music scene here at Radio 1. But also spotted this week, and it's the talk of the 8th floor, is this Live Lounge mouse. And we talked about this on the podcast because it was causing a load of concerns. It seems to be that those concerns are still going on. I mentioned this earlier. Honestly, I saw a guy going around with a clipboard trying to locate different areas of the Live Lounge and the surrounding studios to work out where this mouse has gone. And we received an email. This went, by the way, this went to every member of staff at BBC Radio 1 from the head of operations, who had to send an update about the mouse. And I thought I'd share it with you because I know a few of you are concerned. Hi all. Many of you have been asking about what has been done to tackle the issue of vermin being sighted up here on the 8th floor of MBH. Bait has been laid and imminent. By the way, I love how formal this email is. Bait has been laid and imminently more bait will be laid underneath the raised floors. It is very useful for me to hear of any sightings, though, so I can feed the info back to the facilities manager. I should emphasise, though, that contrary to rumours, they are mice, not rats, so don't get caught in the trap. Thanks, Tony. Tony, good joke at the end there. Well done, mate. I think what we can do as a podcast is just cover this whole thing. I feel we've been there from the beginning. We've already had Tony Wood on this podcast to explain about this mouse situation. I feel like we're all in. So maybe we should partner up. Maybe we could make this a series, like one of those Making a Murderer style, serialised. We can do one episode a week, update for the mouse. I think the dream would be to get the mouse on this podcast in some form. We'll hopefully make this happen for you. But high drama here at Radio 1 Live Lounge Month, where there is a Live Lounge mouse on the scene. All right, then, it's the most important bit of the podcast. This is where you guys get to ask me absolutely anything. And I always say this, I really want to answer as honestly as I can. So whether that's some kind of nerdy question about Radio 1 or some gossip you've heard about one of the Radio 1 DJs or about me, about Scott, or just about any question you have really about life at Radio 1, feel free to ask me. So you can get in touch on Twitter or Instagram, just slide into the DMs there, or drop us an email at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, let's kick it off. Hello, Aisha.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very happy it's Friday. How about you?
I'm loving the fact it's Friday. So what do you want to ask me? Is it a sort of nerdy question or something about the show? What do you want to know?
Well, it was more a wondering than a question, because I was listening to one of the podcasts recently where you were talking about when you had to arrange a stag do, and you were saying how a lot of people come and ask you the most random questions that they could obviously look up themselves.
It's so true.
But you also
this.
Just wonder, why are they asking you that?
I know. So I was organising my best mate's stag do last weekend, and that was in Newcastle. God, we haven't really talked about this properly. I had such a good time. It was such a good weekend. And actually, I think I did a really good job of getting everything sorted, because it is stressful. But I did find that the whole stag do
because you're the best man, because you're the guy that's organised it, you just get asked constantly the most inane questions. What's the time? What's the weather like going to be later? All the stuff that really people could just find out for themselves, but they just treat you like an Alexa.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually related to that kind of, because I work in social media and I work for a hotel in Amsterdam. So when I took the job, I thought, oh, I'm probably going to get some strange questions, seeing as Amsterdam has quite a reputation. But I was quite surprised because I also just got totally random things. As an example, someone once sent me all of their holiday photos from their trip to Sri Lanka. And then after I enthusiastically replied, he asked if we could be friends, which I thought was quite heartwarming.
So I don't get this. So why were they doing that? Just because you'd organised their trip, or what was
no,
the reason?
I'd had no contact with them ever. And they just said to me, I work for a chain of hotels, and they just said to me that they also have that same chain in Sri Lanka. That was the only connection. And yeah, I was also quite confused.
Yeah. Do you feel that you get, because of your job, you get a lot of stupid questions? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of stupid questions. But also it seems like, you know, maybe if people have had a few drinks and it's late, they end up on Facebook and just feel like a chat. So another example is that there's one guy that often sends jokes, like really rubbish jokes, through. And I started replying to them, and I actually also have to manage the Facebook for a steakhouse, which is quite funny because I'm a vegetarian.
All right.
But I started sending reply jokes that were mostly cow related, but he did actually send me one just last night. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
So he said, what kind of shorts do clouds wear? Underwear.
Okay. Oh, God. That's awful.
Yep.
So because of your job, you feel like you attract a lot of these weird questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's quite a busy job, so it can be entertaining from time to time, but sometimes I'm also just wondering why they don't look things up themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a fair point. And it's really annoying when that happens. And when I was best man, which in a way was kind of like having a job, I had exactly the same. It was just no end of stupid questions. Well, look, thanks for sharing that, Aisha.
No problem. And can I also give a quick shout out to Nicole? Obviously, coming from Amsterdam, I found that segment great. And I'm very happy to hear that she didn't take Scott's suggestion of swimming in the canals.
Oh, yeah. This was Nicole, who we've had on the show. She's been back on this week, actually. So the big plan for Nicole, who is our lovely listener from Wales. She's never really been out of Wales, but then recently went to Amsterdam, and she has some quite amazing views on the world. We're going to get her to interview Jess Glynn next week, which
that's
can only
gonna
go well.
Amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah, you're looking
Can't
forward
wait
to that one.
Yeah, very much.
Awesome. Well, look, thanks for getting in touch. And yeah, I know what you mean. Stupid questions can be well annoying.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Cheers,
have
Aisha.
A nice Friday.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye then. Bye. I do enjoy that people feel that they can just share their stories with us. Even if you want to do that rather than ask me a question, all good. This podcast is here for you. We have got a few questions, though, like this one from Riley, who sent us an email. It says, hey, Chris, I don't want to call because I think I'm too young for the podcast. But if you could read this out, I'd be really, really happy. I've got a question. I'm 12 years old and a bit of a radio geek. My question is, why can't you see the live studio web cameras? I'm pretty sure they are on, so why can't we see you and Scott when you're working in the studio? Thanks, Riley. Oh, Riley, well, look, thanks for your email, firstly. And, yeah, you are right. We've got loads of cameras in these studios here. It's quite funny, really, that even though you do radio, so much of everything you do is now filmed and obviously put out on socials or occasionally on BBC iPlayer for shows on there. We do film a lot of stuff here, but we don't always have the cameras on. And I think that's mainly because what we like doing when we do a radio show is mainly we want you to enjoy it as a radio show. And actually just watching the radio show happen might not be as interesting as just hearing it how it's meant to be heard. And I think, honestly, we've made that mistake in the past where we've left cameras on the whole show. And I think it kind of ruins the magic a little bit of what we do. So we don't really do that so much anymore, and that's probably a good thing. Also, between me and you, we're not allowed to eat here in the studios, and it's a big bugbear. Now, if the cameras were on all the time, I'd never get away with having a sneaky chocolate bar during the songs. But we have to keep that secret, otherwise I'll get in trouble. But obviously, Riley, and anyone else who's wondering about that, we do turn them on when there's an amazing guest,
or if there's something particularly funny that's going on. We just don't want to waste your time having to watch the webcams all the time. We've got people here who do that, and then they pick out the best bits and they go all over your socials. So I hope that answers your question, Riley. Ah, we've run out of time. Rubbish. Well, look, that's it for this Friday's extra podcast. We're going to be back next week, of course. And next week's shows, I can tell you now, are looking really, really, really good. As you've just heard then, we're going to get one of our listeners, Nicole, to speak to Jess Glynn. I think this is going to be one of the best things we've done in ages. Nicole has never interviewed anyone famous. Now, I can relate to this. Listen, I was in a very similar situation when I interviewed Mila Kunis. And look how that went. So Nicole is going to be interviewing Jess Glynn on the show sometime next week. Can't wait. And also, I can tell you that very, very soon we're going to be bringing back Innuendo Bingo, and the plans are looking amazing. It's going to have a new set, a new sort of epic soundtrack to it, and the clips are going to be better than ever. Promise you, when we bring it back, it's going to be awesome. We're booking in guests at the moment, and we've got some great names already involved. So exciting times here on the show, and exciting times here at Radio 1. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do. Just email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get in touch on Twitter, Instagram. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next Friday with our extra podcast. Hope you enjoyed. See you later. Bye.
BBC Sound. It's the iconic home of live music. You name an artist or band, and they've probably played here. This isn't a massive stadium or muddy festival site. This is Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Check, check.
Pretty life-changing experience.
I'm Abby McCarthy, and I'm discovering what it takes to make a cover version happen.
I want to keep it similar to the original.
The Live Lounge is world-renowned for its covers, and in this podcast, we're going behind the scenes with exclusive access to the artists setting foot inside Radio 1.
I'm going to make sure I do it right.
Check, check, one, perfect.
Radio 1's Live Lounge, uncovered. Listen now on BBC Sounds.